Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, coming up here later on in this 7 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to have the phone lines open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. And boy, I've got some more great audio to share with you, some more great topics to dive into here this morning. Did you hear what Michelle Obama said? What keeps her up at night? Oh, man, wait till you hear this audio. They were chatting about that on Outnumbered on Fox News yesterday. About 1 hour ago, we had Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines join us to talk about President Trump's first 100 days. And, of course, a big part of that has been, you know, the military and the boost in recruitment numbers for our military, not only after the election of President Trump, but also with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth now on board as the SecDef. In fact, speaking of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, we've got our friends, Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet in the house with us right now. Dr. Jordan, you saw the story that caught my eye earlier this week from the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, it came up. Pete Hegseth, he did a whole report came out about National Guard and the Reserve. Some concerns on the fitness standards, and they looked and said it's about 68% of current reservists or National Guard members are overweight or near obese. And the concern is that the readiness with how many National Guardsmen are coming out and doing work at the border and the reservists who are starting to get called up, they're concerned about just readiness for duty. And we've talked about that with Billings Last Diet. How can we help those servicemen? How can we help, you know, firefighters, policemen, all who are in the line of duty who really need to have that fitness? And it's a concern not just, you know, here in Billings, but nationally for that readiness. And so looking at that, how can we help those, especially here locally? If you're a serviceman, reach out to us, let us know. Let's see if we can bring that 68% down to 1 or 2% for Billings, at least. How's that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Doc Waves, I've talked with you about this before. You know, when you're deployed or when you're off at training or when you have a job that is more physical in nature, yeah, it's easy to eat whatever you want. You know, you can work hard and play hard. You're eating thousands of calories because if you're out hiking the hills of Afghanistan, yeah, you're going to burn those calories. But then you get home, and then it's kind of post-deployment celebration disorder, as I call it, and you start putting all the pounds. But a lot of people think, well, I just need to work out harder. I need to put more weight on my back. And then you mess up your back. It's like, no, you don't need to work out harder. You need to get nutrition. You need to understand diet and nutrition.
Well, and that's a big missing component even for people that are fit, that are, because they're physically active all the time, is they don't have an understanding of health and nutrition as well. And that's a huge component of health and wellness for the rest of your life. And that's the biggest focus that we have at Billings Last Diet is the education of understanding how your body works and what you can do to make your body work like you want it to. So how to fuel your body and not just feed your soul with good nutrition.
So when I actually saw this story that Dr. Jordan just shared with us, I saw a post on X from SecDef Pete Hegseth. I actually emailed the communications shop at the Pentagon, said, hey, I want to interview somebody at the Pentagon or down at Fort Bragg about this very topic, because the Green Berets get it. The Green Berets get it, the importance of diet and nutrition. Stand by. We'll talk about that right after this.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pulido. The forthcoming Taylor Sheridan Blake Shelton music competition show, The Road, has added country star Gretchen Wilson to the series. The show follows several up-and-coming musical acts going on tour as the openers for headliner Keith Urban. The Road is slated to premiere on CBS this fall. Wilson will be the show's tour manager, giving advice and guidance to contestants. In the series, a group of musicians perform as opening acts for Urban. The audiences at these shows determine who continues in the competition and who has to leave the tour bus. Ella Langley and Zach Top have been tapped to perform at next week's 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, following their wins for ACM New Female Artist of the Year and New Male Artist of the Year, respectively. Reba McEntire hosts the ACM Awards, which streamed live on Prime Video Thursday, May 8th at 8 Eastern. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Fox on Games, your insider's key code to gaming.
An international gaming controversy that reaches all the way to the Kremlin. Russia is accusing the original executives of the popular World of Tanks of extremist activities in order to seize assets. According to state-run press, Russia has cited a $1 million fundraising effort for Ukraine by the leaders of Wargaming as a reason for the seizure. That company that originally built the game left Belarus at the beginning of Russia's attack on Ukraine and left their assets and another company they owned, Lester Group, there, essentially making the one subsidiary its own company. But the original company's anti-Ukraine war stance has angered the Russian government, and the new unaffiliated company is now under fire and may lose all the money and their popular game to the Kremlin. In a statement to multiple press outlets, the original developer Wargaming said, quote, the company disposed of its business in Russia and Belarus to the local management at zero cost and on a debt-free, cash-free basis, with no consideration to take it back. Eamon Bignum, Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so we were talking diet nutrition. I just spent the whole the whole break chatting here with Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan from Billings last night. But let's start with the first 100 days. What, just like we've talked about what President Trump has done in his first 100 days or what he intends to do in the next 100 days, Doc Williams, what could our listeners do in the first 100 days with Billings' last diet?
And that's a great question. We want to help you forecast what you can do in a 100-day period of time. I mean, that's what the first 100 days at the time when Trump was elected or was inaugurated, we set out this 100 days. We want to know if you were to start with Billings' last diet, what could happen in the next 100 days? And the truth be known, you could be an Aaron Flint who lost 33 pounds in 3 months.
So about 90 days.
90 days.
Yeah. So I was done. I was done in under 100 days.
You were right. Yep. And so by the time we hit summer, you could be down 30, 40 pounds. Really could.
Well, and so, and if you've got a lot of weight to lose, sometimes that weight comes off in even bigger numbers. So like Tim and Savage, he's been great about sharing his story. So he's now lost 100 pounds doing the remote option through Billings' last diet. But he was burning like, I can't remember how much a week, how much a month. I mean, insane numbers.
Yeah.
And then it slowed down as you get down to that final stubborn layer.
Hardest fat
the numbers go a little bit lower.
Hardest fat to lose is always the last 10 pounds because that's your body's reserves. It doesn't want to let it go. But I think it's important for people to understand that in a 100-day period of time, that's not very long, you can go from being overweight to being healthy. Not just lose weight, but gain your health.
Yeah, and Dr. Jordan, people have seen it in their numbers. I've had people that go through the program, and they said their doctor was about to tell them to get on a whole bunch of medication, or maybe they're diabetics that had to give themselves a daily shot. And after the first 100 days of Billings' last diet, those numbers turn around. Their doctor sees it, and they're not giving themselves injections anymore.
Well, and you can raise your expectations. Most people, when they start a diet, they get real excited if after a month they've lost 7 pounds. That's a good, a normal weight loss on a typical diet. And the reality is when people start Billings' last diet, and you may have experienced this, I know some of our other people listening have experienced this, they showed up and said, well, I'd really like to lose 20 pounds. Because in their mind, they say, I've never been able to lose 20 pounds on any diet, so this probably isn't going to work for me. They lose that first 20 pounds rather quickly, within the first month or 6 weeks, and they say, you know, I think I can do 20 more. And by the end of 100 days, they say, let's do the whole 45, 50 pounds. Let's do this,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That happened with me. I just want to lose 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, I celebrated a little too much after my last deployment. I started a new radio show, and, you know, man, that was crazy. But then I was like, wow, that was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. Let's do another 15. And we did it. And that happens with so many of our listeners. We were talking off air during the break. And actually, it's funny. I've got my Montana Devils Brigade chapter of the Special Forces Association ball cap on today. But yet, Dr. Williams, I was telling you, the Green Berets get it. I'm not a Green Beret, but I was in a unit, a special operations unit, and worked closely with a lot of them. before my last deployment, I was in Fort Bragg with some of these Green Berets, and they said, no, we're not going to that normal Army chow hall down the street. We're going to go to the chow hall where the SWIC students eat, the Special Warfare Center chow hall. They're training future Green Berets. And in that chow hall, you see it. More protein, healthy, you're talking beef, you're talking chicken, healthy fruits, healthy vegetables. It was all clean and whatever you want to call it, protein and veggies. It was basically like the Billings Last Diet, like place you want to be eating at.
It's not just a matter of getting calories. It's getting the right calories. And it's not just a matter of cutting calories. It's cutting the right calories that makes the difference for health and wellness, for proper health and weight.
Dr. Williams knows this. He's a runner, and we have a lot of runners who are listening. People who are training for marathons, they say, well, I'm upping my mileage, so I need to up my calories, my carbs. I need a carb overload. And typically, your typical marathon runner is overweight to some degree. They're able to run forever, but they just don't look the way they want to look because they're not getting the right energy source. You can get the right energy in ketosis and do those marathons if you're doing it correctly. And with Billings Last Diet, we get you in a nutritional ketosis where you can be active like you want and still lose fat instead of just holding on to those reserves like your body wants to when you're not in a true ketosis.
Man, with my bad back, I'll see these people running, and I'm like, part of me misses being out in the sun and going for a run, but all I see is ow, 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 ow. Same thing with those bull riders, ow, 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 ow. So if you're one of those people that's like, all I hear is ow, ow, ow when it comes to running or working out, that's the beauty of this program, is like they actually want you to not work out too aggressively because you want to focus on burning fat, not building muscle at that stage of the game.
So, and this is something we have not told Aaron yet, and we haven't actually rolled it out, but we'll tease with it as we are working on a protocol for those that want to continue to work out, and those that are more active in their workout. So it's a protocol that will help them trim fat and get more fit with ideal proteins principles.
Nice. I'm very excited about that workout
protocol.
Because what I've noticed is, okay, I get off doing my tune-up, and then I go hit the gym, and I want to step it up a notch, but then, like, okay, I feel the muscle being put on, but I'm also like, man, I don't want to put on more fat at the same time. So
Dr. Jordan's been working on this protocol, working with Ideal Protein, in fact.
The Beast Mode protocol.
Right.
We're still working on the name.
Hey, give them a call, 294-6751, that remote option. I mean, they're like an Amazon distribution center now. So many people are benefiting from that. And then your next free seminar for those who want to go in person?
We have one today at 12 o'clock, and then next Tuesday is our first Tuesday in May.
Yeah, perfect. All right, think about that first 100 days.
Yep, start your 100 days. What could you do?
It's April 30th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Arbor Day to celebrate trees. While it's celebrated today, many states hold it on other days to coincide with their best tree planting times. Also on this day, the World Wide Web launches in the public domain in 1993, the first browser and server developed by Tim Berners-Lee. It was the end of the Vietnam War in 1975, the fall of Saigon. The South Vietnamese president surrendered. He had only been in office for 2 days. And he's one of our founding fathers. And in 1789, he became our first president. George Washington took his oath of office at Federal Hall in New York City. The first person to say, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Securing America.
The Congressional Gold Medal has been awarded to the only black female unit to serve in Europe during World War II, the 6888th Central Postal Directory Battalion. They were sent to England and told to deal with a backlog of mail. Under the leadership of Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams Early, they came up with a system and cleared out the backlog well ahead of schedule. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran said mail was the morale boost men on the front lines like his father relied upon.
Women returned home. There was no parade to greet them. No one lined the streets to thank them for their service. That ain't right. And we're trying to correct it today.
Charity Adams' early son accepted the medal, and retired Colonel Edna Cummings, who wrote a book about the unit, spoke.
This history has now restored the passion for service, as evidenced by young girls who now dress up as members of the 6888.
Only two women from the more than 800 who served in the battalion are still alive. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Everyone, Lane Nordlund reporting from Down Under. That's right. I'm excited to share that I am covering the 2025 World Angus Forum from Australia. My coverage brought to you by RotoMix, delivering feed performance you can depend on. The World Angus Forum, held every 4 years, brings Angus breeders and industry leaders together from around the globe to share ideas, research, and genetics that drive the beef industry forward. Before the forum kicks off in Brisbane, we'll be traveling across Australia on the Zoetis Angus Track Tour. We're starting here in Sydney and working our way north along the coast. We're going to be visiting premier Angus ranches, research centers, and feedlots. We'll see firsthand how Angus cattle are raised down under and how their genetics continue to shape beef production worldwide and how U.S. Angus genetics influence producers here in Australia. Now, throughout this trip, I'll be sharing daily updates on radio, but also on all of my social media channels. I'm bringing you the insights, the stories, and the innovations that make Angus cattle a global powerhouse, connecting Montana ranchers to the world stage. And yes, we're traveling with a handful of Montana ranchers who all share their story as well. Again, follow along here on this radio dial or on our social media channels. And again, thank you to RotoMix for sponsoring our coverage. You should check them out at rotomix.com. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, since we just had the farm and ranch report there from our friend Lane Nordlund, let me get to this story. This story comes from a liberal blog, but some good information to share with you here nonetheless. This comes a piece by Jordan Hansen. Cattle bills move forward. They had to do the moo reference there. I won't go too far with that one. Cattle bills move forward in both legislative chambers. Do you guys remember when we did our show live from the Montana Capitol back in January, back when everybody still got along, mostly? We just sat there for 4 hours and talked with anybody who came up and joined us at our table there in the third floor fan window area of the Capitol. And Representative Clacken. Bring on the Clacken, not the Kraken, the Clacken. It was him. He came up and said, hey, one of the things that was being discussed was an additional beef checkoff idea. But it would be focused on promoting Montana beef, and it would be a program that would just be focused on, you know, here in Montana, similar to like how we have the Wheat and Barley Committee, except for it would be like a Montana Beef Committee. And so we had some interesting, you know, conversations about that. And what Representative Clacken had told us at the time is he said, hey, this idea is being thrown out there. I think it was a bill originally by Speaker of the House Brandon Lear, but he said, hey, this idea is being thrown out there. So, hey, those of you cattle producers out there, you know, chew on this idea. Let us know what you think about it. Here's an update on that. They're not moving forward with a checkoff, with an additional checkoff, as I understand it. But what they are doing is they're going to be studying the concept. All right. So the House passed House Resolution 34, which is in support of Montana beef producers. While down the hall, the Senate moved House Resolution 52 forward, which continues the discussion of a checkoff or a marketing and education program for Treasure State cattle products. HJ 34, which is in support of Montana beef producers, was brought by Representative Randon Gregg out of White Sulphur Springs. HJ 52, sponsored by Representative Eric Tilleman out of Cascade. So the first one here, the resolution calls for sustainable beef production and encourages state and federal governments, quote, to prioritize policies that ensure fair market conditions and remove regulatory burdens. The resolution also strongly opposes lab-grown meat, which the Montana legislature voted to ban earlier this session with House Bill 401, which is currently on the governor's desk. They note here that as of January 2025, there were 1.2 million beef cows in Montana, and additionally about 1 million calves in the state. Agriculture in Montana is a $6.5 billion industry. What about the checkoff? Tilleman's bill would study ways to grow that. House bill, it's kind of studies what was originally contained in House Bill 119 and eventually got tabled in the Senate Agricultural Committee, which would have created another checkoff fee, which is a tax per head of cattle that would then fund this checkoff program. Tilleman told the Daily Montanan, which is of course a liberal blog, he said, quote, "We decided to do a study bill to where we can get it ironed out and make it work for everybody because we know our beef in Montana is some of the best and everybody keeps buying." So they're not actually moving forward with the checkoff, but they are moving forward, or at least in this bill, if it gets signed into law, with a study to look at implementing a program down the road. So that's the latest on that one. All right, let's see. I was going to say, speaking of Montana beef, reminisce Angus. If you missed our conversation, we had Tucker Garrigan on the program from N-Soil Algae. And Tucker Garrigan was talking about the work that he's doing with Brian Massard and Reminisce Angus Ranch out in Dillon, Montana, and how they're partnering with N-Soil Algae to improve, the grassland, to improve the rangeland, to improve the pasture. It was a very interesting conversation. If you missed it, you can find that full audio on our Montana Talks website. But yeah, Reminisce Angus Ranch, you can find their products. You can find their jerky in some of the gas stations across Montana. I think Town & Country carries some of their beef, or you can go to their Reminisce Angus Ranch to reach out and buy direct as well. President Trump's first 100 days, Montana's Eastern District Congressman Troy Downing, I saw he was at what looked like a press conference alongside Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and a few other House Republicans. So he gave his recap of President Trump's first 100 days. We can get to that and much more. Plus, I need to play the audio. What keeps Michelle Obama up at night? When American young women were being raped and murdered by illegal aliens, that apparently wasn't keeping Michelle Obama up at night. But now that the criminal illegals are being deported, that's what keeps Michelle Obama up at night. Phone lines are first here. So Michelle Obama, who, of course, former first lady, married to former President Barack Hussein Obama, outnumbered, I think it was, on Fox News yesterday. They had a panel discussion talking about a podcast interview Michelle Obama did, and you're going to hear those remarks here in just a second. And I think on the outnumbered panel, if you don't hear it in this audio clip, they made a great point. You look at there were millions of illegal aliens that were deported under various United States presidents, including Barack Hussein Obama. And maybe it was Greg Gutfeld last night who made the point. She had no problem, sleeping at night when her husband was the president deporting illegal aliens. But now that Donald Trump's deporting illegal aliens, she has trouble sleeping at night. Maybe she did have a problem with her husband deporting illegal aliens. Who knows?
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is weighing in on her husband's crackdown? No, not his on illegal immigration, deporting 3 million people. She's upset about President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Watch.
In this current climate, for me, it's, what's happening to immigrants. So it's not the fear for myself anymore. I drive around in a four-car motorcade with a police escort. I'm Michelle Obama. I do still worry about my daughters in the world, even though they are somewhat recognizable. So my fears are for what I know is happening out there in streets all over the city. And now that we have leadership that is sort of indiscriminately determining who belongs and who doesn't, and we know that those decisions aren't being made with courts and with due process, and knowing that there's so much bias and so much racism and so much ignorance that fuels those kind of choices. I worry for people of color all over this country. And I don't know that we will have the advocates to protect everybody. And that makes me, that frightens me. It keeps me up at night.
Yeah, that's what keeps her up at night. These criminals, these rapists, these murderers, these Trende Aragua gangbangers, these MS-13 gangbangers being removed off the streets of America. That's what keeps her up at night. Well, I mean, think of in this whole BS argument where she's saying, it's people of color. This is the same, you know, I've got a list in front of me here, 100 days of hoaxes. Cutting through the fake news, and the White House did a roll-up of the 100 best fake news hoaxes of the first 100 days of the Trump administration. That should be one of the biggest ones. I don't even know if this one made the list. But when the fake news media ran with this BS narrative, Native Americans might get deported. Oh, give me a freaking break. You guys weren't concerned. Michelle Obama was sleeping just lovely at night when Native Americans were being targeted by the drug cartels. But now that the cartels are being kicked out of America, she can't sleep.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I might have to save this one for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I've been reading through 100 days of hoaxes, cutting through the fake news. This was compiled by the Trump White House celebrating the first 100 days of President Trump and his policies. They compiled. There are so many good ones in here, and I've still got about four more pages to look through here, so I might have to save those highlights for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We've got the phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation here, you got something you want to talk about, let me also go do a quick check here in our Montana Talks app messages as well. See if you got something you want to send our way. All right, here we go. This is from Logan in Billings. So I don't understand. If the Maryland MS-13 guy has been in court several times, said to be here illegally a few times, determined to be a gang member of a gang now considered a terrorist group, then he hasn't had due process? Yeah, great point, Logan. Yeah, this guy has had too much of a process. He's had overdue process, I think was the way that I think Jesse Waters summed it up. And then what about that Wisconsin judge? You guys remember this. We talked about this earlier this week on Tuesday on the show with John Jackson. This Wisconsin judge, she was aiding and abetting a criminal illegal alien and deliberately trying to prevent him from being picked up by ICE. She tried to sneak him out the back door of the courtroom. And then now she's been arrested for obstruction charges. But, yeah, Logan and Billings said this. Also, according to the Wisconsin judge, a hearing can be held by Zoom and not in the courtroom. So if we have to give him a hearing, why can't it be by Zoom from a room in the prison he currently calls home? He's serving time there. So can't be extradited anyway. It's not like he's roaming free there. Is he still in the prison? I know he's not in the more notorious prison. He's in another one, but is he still being held, or is he just back roaming the streets in his home country of El Salvador? I haven't seen the latest on Kilmar. Remember, his name is Kilmore. He's a member of a criminal terrorist gang organization known as MS-13, and his name is Kilmore. All right, what about President Trump's first 100 days? President Trump's first 100 days, who was that that just sent that message in? I played a clip from Michelle Obama. Who was that? Andy and Whitefish. Big Mike is a joke. That was the message from Andy and wife. What's that reference towards there? Big Mike is a joke. Just got a message on the Montana Talks app from Andy and Whitefish. Okay, let's go back to it here. President Trump's first 100 days. I saw it, Congressman Jim Jordan was on with Sean Hannity last night recapping President Trump's first 100 days. I know one of the big things he talked about was just a dramatic turnaround now with the FBI, where the FBI was hiding and concealing information from Congress and relevant committees during the Biden regime. Now, he said, it's just open, transparent, much quicker, more efficient process all around. So maybe we'll get to that one here. But Montana's Eastern District Congressman Troy Downing was basically at a press conference yesterday with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and a handful of other congressional Republicans. Here is his recap from that press conference of President Trump's first 100 days.
Well, first of all, to leadership, Speaker Johnson, Leader Scalise, Whip Emmer, and Chair McClain, thank you for allowing me to speak about this. I'm really excited, and thank you all for being here and listening. I'm very excited about this first 100 days. President Trump, in his first term, talked about promises made, promises kept. And I think this time it's on steroids. And I think it's important because this country was at a precipice, was absolutely at a precipice. And I hear some of the critics saying too much, too fast. And I'm saying it couldn't have happened soon enough and it can't happen fast enough because we can't afford falling off that precipice. I mean, as a nation, everything that we talk about, you hear this American dream, that's being squandered, has been squandered. That brass ring is getting farther and farther away. And the policies this president has started to pull that back in everything that he's doing, in helping with the economy, in tax policy, in having trading partners trade fairly with this country, which is something that's overdue. Everything that's happening right now, securing the border, is all going to come back and bring that brass ring back that is that American dream. And I'm really, really excited about that. 140 executive orders. Our job now is to start codifying those so they're not fungible, so that the next administration can't undo that. We need to have policy. We need to have laws passed on that. I'm looking at the investment. Everybody's talking about the trade policies. What has that resulted in just this first 100 days? We got $5 trillion being expected to be reinvested in this country, 451,000 jobs. I mean, talk about giving you an ability to rebuild that American dream. We are on that path. We're looking at gas prices down 6.3%. Earnings on all private sector employees grew 1.4%. Doge. I mean, so many of us are shocked at what they were uncovering. $160 billion, and that comes to about $1,000 per taxpayer in waste, fraud, and abuse that's being called back. And it can't happen soon enough. And the other thing that affects my district, affects this entire country, is that invasion at the southern border. And we have seen a stop to that almost instantly. Only 9 illegal aliens were released in the United States since the president was sworn in. That's a 99.99% decrease. I mean, as I said, this couldn't happen fast enough. I believe this country was at a precipice. I think the president is delivering on his promises, and this conference is ready, willing, and able to start codifying this into law so that it continues to claw back everything that is the American dream, everything that's great about this country, and I'm happy to be part of that team. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, there you go. And by the way, you can see that full video, x.com/Aaron Flint. I think I shared that one yesterday afternoon. Let me see. What did Governor Greg Gianforte have to say about President Trump's first 100 days? I like the fact that he's not just looking backwards. He's looking forwards here as well. Governor Gianforte saying this late yesterday morning. In President Donald J. Trump's first 100 days, he's already delivering on his promises by unleashing American energy and securing the southern border. In the next 100 days, Congress must vote to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. And I believe that that will take place in the next 100 days. It's got to. They've got to get that done. They've got to solidify that whole. And I think Speaker of the House, former Speaker Newt Gingrich, said it well. He said they've got to do it before the 4th of July. They've got to get this done quickly here. President Trump, he talked about no tax on tips and so much more during a rally in Michigan yesterday.
In the coming weeks and months, we will pass the largest tax cuts in American history, and that will include no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. It's called the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it will be the biggest bill ever passed in our country's history. It will include the biggest tax cuts, regulation cuts, military supremacy, and just about everything else. We will cut more than $1 trillion in wasteful and unnecessary spending. And in the next fiscal year, it'll all be done. We're going to have something that you won't even believe. We will end inflation, slash prices. We've already ended inflation, raise wages, and give you the greatest economy in the history of the world. That's already happening. With our tax bill, the average family's take-home pay will be at least $5,000 more than it was just a couple of months ago.
All right. We've been talking about the next 100 days. Man, let's put the next 100 days aside for just a moment. Let's talk about what it's looking like over the next 4 or 5 days here in Montana. I was just looking at the weather forecast for Saturday in Billings, Montana. It's supposed to be sunny and a high of 80 degrees. That's for Saturday. Bozeman, sunny and 72, and then it's just like a country song on Saturday, sunny and 75 for Bozeman. I don't know about you, but man, that makes me want to break out the boat this weekend. That makes me want to get out on the water this weekend. Okay, if you're not ready to get out on the water this weekend, if you're not even ready to get out on the water this summer because you don't have your own boat yet, or maybe you just want to be out in the mountains. Maybe you don't need to get on the water. You just want to be out in the mountains, and then you'll find the water on a hike or a fishing trip. Get a hold of our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. Family-owned and operated. Brett's RV has been helping families go camping and boating since 1967. Largest selection of RVs and boats in 5 states. You can check them out firsthand, Billings, Missoula, and their new location in Butte as well, or go to brettsrv.com.
So leftists have worked to demonize and desecrate many of our national traditions, and that's certainly the case with Columbus Day. Over the last few decades, the commemoration of Columbus Day has morphed into Native American or Indigenous Peoples Day in many states across the U.S. Activists and busybodies decry the celebration of Columbus due to his treatment of Native people and the way he carried out his conquests. Well, President Trump has had enough of the dumping on old Christopher. In a fiery Truth Social post, Trump vowed to reinstate Columbus Day under the same rules, dates, and locations, and promised Christopher is going to make a major comeback. The president also noted that many statues depicting Columbus and his groundbreaking exploration have been taken down and replaced with woke or worse, nothing at all. Reinstating Columbus Day may seem low on the priority list for our president, but since the man seemingly never rests, why not resurrect a proud American holiday? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There's infighting about what went wrong, who deserves blame, and more importantly, what direction the Democratic Party should take next after losing last year's elections. Here's the schism. Younger, more progressive Democrats are trying to weed out senior lawmakers and power brokers who have been in office for years. Let's start with Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's the best known of younger, energetic, left-leaning Democrats. Others are brash. Quote, "Let's go kick some blank. Let's go win our young people back," thundered 25-year-old Democratic National Committee Vice Chairman David Hogg. Younger Democrats are trying to banish party veterans. Quote, "We've got to have a whole rebrand of the Democratic Party," said Democratic California Representative Ro Khanna. "New leaders, not the old guard." David Hogg is now spending $20 million to coax younger Democrats to primary longtime congressional incumbents. But devouring your own is risky. Voters are more interested in winning compared to who represents your side. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
List with Amber.com, and you can start packing.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I think that's what I'm going to kick off the 8 o'clock hour with. I never really know what we're going to talk about here on the show. because your messages, your phone calls oftentimes will drive the conversation and oftentimes steer it in a totally different direction. Speaking of your messages, we just got a message from Tim in Savage. The radical left, a.k.a. the media, just cannot help themselves anymore. Did you see the interview Donald J. Trump did with ABC's Terry Moran? Yes, I did. Thanks for that reminder, Tim, because, man, we've got several great highlights from that conversation that we can share with you. I was going to talk about another story to wrap up the 7 o'clock hour. Tim and Savage just sent me a message. All right, here, where we go? Where are we at here? Let's just get some random message that distracted me there for a second. All right, let's see. What were we going to do here? ABC's Terry Moran, where are we at? Okay, here's one clip from the ABC interview.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presence? I think it's gone way up, and I think we're a respected country again. We were left at all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, couldn't walk down a flight of stairs, couldn't walk across the stage without falling. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news.
All right. Thank you.
And by the way, ABC is one of the worst, I have to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, ABC is one of the worst. But the most hilarious back and forth was when ABC's Terry Moran was asking him about, let me see if that audio is in our folder here. I think Finley may have snagged it for us earlier. Let me see. He was asking him about Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Do you have 100% confidence in Pete Hegseth? And basically, he's like, look, I don't have 100% confidence in anybody, but yeah, he's very confident in Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. And then Trump at one point, he said, I can tell you one thing. I'm not 100% confident that this interview is going to keep going on here with ABC. Remember, who were those ABC news anchors that did such a horrible job in that debate last year? Was that one of the debates with Kamala? And those ABC interviews were just pathetic with their one-sided lectures, their one-sided questions. And yet, look, they failed. Donald Trump won. He's back in the White House. Let me see. What was that? I'll see if I can find that one real fast here. I can probably just play it for you straight. I think I might have sent it out via X as well, but it's a hilarious back and forth. Meanwhile, while I look for that one, Chuck Schumer was asked a question. This one might be kind of hard to hear the audio at first. He was asked a question about President Trump's first 100 days, and apparently he really, really, really did not want to give Donald J. Trump credit for securing this country, for making our country safer again by securing the southern border. Here we go. This the DailyCaller.com featured this audio.
On border security, the White House and Republicans are doubting the claim that illegal crossings are down by 95%, gun raids, as we call them, are down by 99%. And we unite close to 4 national police into the country compared to many more under my administration.
Look, is that not a sign that Republicans... I say one thing to you. I don't trust Trump's numbers.
Nah, I don't trust Trump's numbers. Why don't you just go take a trip to the southern border, Chuck? You can go see for yourself. You can go see the numbers for yourself. That's hilarious. He just does not want to give Trump any credit whatsoever. Speaking of Chuck Schumer, what was the other one? I don't have enough time to pull up the Hegseth back and forth, but I gave you the summary of that one. But what about AOC and Chuck Schumer? Oh, yeah, here we go. Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, he was on, I think, with Sean Hannity last night. And what about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Is she going to be a Democrat presidential candidate in 2028? And what about, or will she run against Chuck Schumer?
Well, I think Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is the leader of the Democratic Party today. Some might say Senator Schumer, But
Schumer's at a 17% approval rating today. 17. Democrats are in the 20s.
Yeah. I think it's Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. And as I said before, she's entitled to her opinions. You know, my personal opinion is that God gave her a billy goat brain and a mockingbird mouth. You know, I mean, look, I believe in the power of ideas. And my Democratic colleagues have no ideas. All they have is hatred for one man, even when he's right. And that's President Trump. And I don't think that's healthy for them. I don't think that's healthy for America.
What did he say? A billy goat brain and a mockingbird mouth?
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundituttogether.org. That's soundituttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.